stopping Dom, Hershugan hissed softly. "You don't seem surprised." He felt the Fnob's soup plate eyes on him as he said carefully, "I know I will discover Joker's world. I knew when I heard my father say so. I felt things lock into place. I will discover Joker's world. That's what I set out. It's the most important thing that I must do. No one can stop me." He was surprised to hear his voice, but he felt the certainty nestling securely in his mind now. And the certainty faded like a dream. It left him mouthing, blushing. He felt Hershugan's hand on his shoulder. Ig looked up at him with his head on one side. For a few seconds, the robot voice box merely emitted a faint static hiss. Then the bank spoke kindly in a softer voice.
"Don't bet your life on certainties, Dom. Beware of hubris."
Hershugan leaned forward. In a voice slightly louder than necessary, he said, "Adison suggests that if Joker's world exists in the life bubble, it would have been found. I know one myth which says they live on the core of Procyon, where even Crayup may not go. What do you say to this?"
"As a matter of fact, I was interested in your theory as put forward in your recent cube."
"Your theory, Hirsch?" said Dom. "You didn't tell me. We were interrupted by that tower, remember?"
"It was a neat extrapolation on the phrase, the dark side of the sun. It would involve finding a binary star of the Epsilon Aurigae type," the bank explained.
3 minutes later, Dom said, "I understand the idea, and the Crayapi use sun rafts on some stars."
"It is certainly the only case where a sun has a dark side. There are, however, many binaries of that type, and a systemic search would be time-consuming."
"I gather you don't agree with my suggestion," said Hershugan thoughtfully.
"I praise it as imaginative thinking of the highest order," intoned the bank carefully.
"Is it true that the Jokers helped you evolve, as the legend says?"
"I do not answer personal questions. There is one factor you might consider. Why not run an extended set of equations on Dom and discover exactly when and where he makes his discovery? I have just run an analysis, taking as its parameter the existence of Joker's world and its imminent discovery. I find I arrive at the mantrum BRF NU tal EYY over N Craig 8 under TTL equals 56 3 null tad. This is only a first approximation distillate."
Hershugan pulled a note cube out of his small carryall and gazed at it carefully. "What value would you give the datum?" he asked.
AE brackets D in the usual sublunar matrix."
"Then that results in an almost perfect collapsed field within the next 27 days.
"Excellent. I did not know higher probability was a Fnobic speciality."
"It is, you understand, in accordance with our universe view." Dom had wandered over to the potted palm and was fingering a leaf idly. It moved under his touch, betraying itself as a vegetative shape-changer from eggplant. He let go quickly and stroked Ig. "I don't begin to understand," he said flatly. "To me it sounds like jargon."
"Jargon?"
Hershugan turned to the bank. "Nonsense," he explained. "In Sadhimis tradition, God invented it to forestall the first attempt at interstellar travel, to prevent scientists from understanding each other. You understand? You will find it mentioned in the Newer Testament." The pinpoints swam into a new position. The robot extension gave a mechanical gurgle.
"Ah, yes. As we spread our circuitry less essential information, you understand how it is."
The Jokers did not show up on PMath. It was as if they never existed. PMath offered no explanation for the towers or the other artifacts. Wherever the Jokers had been, they left a shadow in the equations. Dom's future was sure for 27 standard days.
"That's something to look forward to," said Dom. "How about giving me a little hint about its whereabouts?"
"Every inhabited body in the home bubble has been thoroughly explored. I suggest a fruitful field of exploration is your own mind. However, you may care to seek out him who lives on Band. He is old. He has met the Jokers."
"But Band is unoccupied except by sundogs. It's been proved it could never develop a higher life form."
"I have said too much."
"Well, will you work out the problem of my assassin?" The bank paused.